Hello, my wonderful friend. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes everywhere. Parents are asking such important questions, and today I want to talk about one that comes up often. When your child asks why school matters, or why they need to learn things, it can feel like such a big question to answer. And I want you to know, you are not alone in wondering how to help your child see the magic in learning. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let us explore this together. First, let me tell you something wonderful. When your child asks why education matters, that question itself is proof that their brilliant mind is working exactly as it should. They are thinking deeply, questioning the world around them, and that curiosity, that is the very foundation of all learning. The magic book taught me that every question a child asks is like a tiny key, unlocking doors to understanding. So when your 6 or 7-year-old looks at you and says, "Why do I need to learn this?" they are actually showing you how ready they are to learn. Now, here is what research tells us, and it is so beautiful. Children at this age are developing what scientists call intrinsic motivation. That is a fancy way of saying they are learning to find joy in discovery itself, not just in rewards or praise. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has found that when children feel a sense of belonging and purpose in their learning, when they feel like active participants rather than passive receivers, their motivation blooms like starlight. But here is the thing, my friend. When we talk to children about education, we sometimes focus on the distant future. We say things like, "You need to learn this for when you grow up," or "This will help you get a good job someday." And while those things are true, they are so far away for a 6-year-old. Their sense of time is still developing. Tomorrow feels like forever, and next year might as well be another galaxy. So what does work? The magic book showed me this. We help children see that learning is not preparation for life. Learning is life itself. Every time they ask a question and discover the answer, they are experiencing the pure joy of understanding. Every time they figure out how something works, or why the sky changes colors, or how stories can make them feel brave, they are living the magic of education right now, in this moment. Let me share some practical ways you can help your child discover this. First, celebrate their questions. When they ask why, instead of feeling frustrated, light up with excitement. Say things like, "What a wonderful question. Let us find out together." Make the process of discovering answers an adventure. Go to the library and let them choose books about topics that fascinate them. Look things up together. Show them that learning is not about memorizing facts someone else decided were important. It is about following your curiosity wherever it leads. Second, connect learning to their world right now. If they love dinosaurs, show them how paleontologists use math and science and reading to learn about these amazing creatures. If they love building things, explore how engineers and architects use what they learn to create bridges and buildings. Help them see that education is not separate from the things they love. It is the tool that helps them dive deeper into their passions. Third, and this is so important, model your own love of learning. Let them see you reading books, trying new things, making mistakes, and learning from them. Say things like, "I do not know the answer to that, but I am so curious. Let us learn together." When children see that adults are still learning, still curious, still growing, they understand that education is not something that ends. It is a lifelong adventure. The magic book also taught me about the power of stories in helping children understand why learning matters. We have a story in the Book of Inara called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover a magical archive where old photographs come alive when you ask them the right questions. Each question they ask unlocks more mysteries, more magic, more wonder. And through this adventure, they learn something beautiful. Curiosity itself is the reward. Asking questions and discovering answers is not work, it is play. It is joy. It is magic. When you read this story with your child, you can talk about how Luca's and Ella's questions opened up whole new worlds. You can ask your child, "What questions do you have? What mysteries do you want to unlock?" And then you can show them that school, that learning, that education. These are all tools that help them ask better questions and find more amazing answers. Here is what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child does not need to understand abstract concepts like future success or career preparation. What they need is to experience the joy of discovery right now. They need to feel the thrill of understanding something new. They need to see that their questions matter, that their curiosity is valuable, that learning is not something they have to do, it is something they get to do. Research from CASEL, the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, shows us that when children develop social and emotional skills alongside academic knowledge, they do not just perform better in school. They develop healthier relationships, better emotional regulation, and a genuine love of learning that lasts their whole lives. Education is not just about filling their minds with information. It is about helping them develop the skills to think, to question, to create, to connect, to grow. So when your child asks why education matters, here is what you can say. You can say, learning helps you understand the world around you. It helps you ask questions and find answers. It helps you do the things you love even better. And most importantly, learning helps you become the person you want to be. Every time you learn something new, you are growing, like a tree reaching toward the stars. And then, my friend, show them. Show them through your excitement about their questions. Show them through adventures to the library, through experiments in the kitchen, through stories that spark their imagination. Show them that education is not a chore or a requirement. It is a gift. It is magic. It is the key that unlocks every door they will ever want to open. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Their questions are beautiful. Their curiosity is powerful. And with your gentle guidance, they will discover that learning is one of life's greatest adventures. Find the giggling gallery of forgotten questions and other stories in the Book of Inara app. Let us help your child fall in love with the magic of learning. Sweet dreams and happy discoveries, my wonderful friend.